Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any public comments this morning?
I would like to make some comments, if I may, sir. We've been seeing a lot of issues regarding events and questions about events, and that's all fine and good. It's great. I was in a meeting last night, and it just kind of reminded me of this. It was in an economic development EDC meeting in another community. You can imagine which one that is. But recently the community has had some great events. This other community's had some great events and activities, and start to see some things that are possible. And so we're working on budgets, and I was reminded that many of our events and activities are related to quality of life. I'm looking at it first from a business type of guy, and I want to sit there and go, okay, great, let's make some money at this. You know, let's take this and take advantage of this and make some money. But I was reminded very clearly that our events and activities really have to do with quality of life as much as anything else, and that sometimes we need to, while there has to be great accountability in these things, but that it's there to help to contribute to the quality of life and what we do. And we're really not a business entity to make money per se. That's not really what we're trying to do. So there has to be great accountability. I'm all for that, but let's just remember what a lot of these events and activities are for. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Goodman. Any other public comments? Hearing none, we'll move to item 4, approved consent agenda. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve consent agenda items.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, great. 5.1, presentation and discussion by Greenhouse regarding the July 25 update.
Greenhouse.
Okay, very good. Greenhouse, can you hear us clearly?
Yes, can you hear me clearly?
Can you hear her well enough, gentlemen? We're going to raise the volume a little bit on our end.
Hey, Siri, are you getting an echo?
I'm getting a little bit of echo as well.
Rachel, are you going to start? Okay, yeah. I think IT can hear me. I think they're going to be adjusting the volume up a little bit as you continue, but I can hear you.
Okay. We can go ahead and get started.
You sound great now. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. Let me share my screen. Thank you, IT. You all see the report?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thanks for having us virtually. Great to hear and see from you all again. I know we have had a busy few weeks and months in the summer. So wanted to take some time to review our summer campaign performance and our July campaign performance this morning. So overall, looking at our summer campaign, which we're taking from April to July, we're seeing that. Oh, IT, I'm getting a little bit of an echo again. Okay. Let's see if that works. Oh.
We're getting no echo on this end.
Probably because of our mics.
Okay. Well, I'll continue. So for the summer campaign, we're continuing to see that momentum is building. July extended the strong summer trend with more reach, clicks, and sessions than June. Our Mexico-focused targeting and video assets continue to be the biggest engagement drivers. And year-over-year growth is really strong across all of our major metrics, as you'll see on this slide, showing we're outpacing last summer's performance in terms of the campaign performance. I'm going to move through these slides pretty quickly, but in terms of the OTAs, so Expedia, TripAdvisor, and Sojourn, Expedia remains the main revenue engine. Okay, let me Thank you, Armando. Let me take my headphones out really quick. Okay, test again. Can you guys hear me? Okay, thank you. Apologies for some of the tech difficulties this morning. So moving into the OTA performance, Expedia remained our main revenue engine, though it was slightly down from June, but June was a record month. So still seeing really strong performance moving into July. Overall, we've continued to see that the VRBO placements continue to drive the most efficient returns for these platforms. And then Sojourn is continuing to prove its mid-funnel driver of deepening volume with this travel intender audience. As you'll see here, and I know we've mentioned the last few board meetings, but the room nights that are mentioned on these slides are just the room nights directly attributed to our paid campaigns. But overall, there is more than our campaigns. For social media, we have month in July. It continues to be the top driver engagement with consistent click-through rates above the benchmark. As mentioned, the Mexico targeted campaigns have continued to deliver exceptional results, contributing to over half of the landing page views on the website. I also wanted to make a note here. We worked with Tourism Economics on the report for the month of July, and they had a few additional data points that continued to show strong performance for our campaign. So from Tourism Economics, they shared that our social media engagement rate was 2.3% in July, which is over 1% higher than last year. With that, Instagram showed the highest amount of engagement at 8%. And Tourism Economics said they usually see about 3 to 5% in other markets. So Instagram is really driving a high volume of engagement. And then TikTok showed amazing audience growth with 35% of the new social media audience coming from TikTok. So the investment there has really paid off in terms of driving new audience growth. And that moves TikTok into the second highest audience base for Sal Padre with just over 132,000 followers on that platform. And then Meta specifically, the traffic from Meta shows that 38% of all Meta traffic is also going to the South Padre website, and that's a 550% increase over last year. And as I just mentioned, social media now makes up 43% of the total session shares for the website. So overall, you know, continuing to see really strong engagement and driver of engagement to the website from social media. Moving on to Google. So search and performance max are really fueling those high value actions like newsletter signups and visitor guide requests. So July really saw a surge in those conversions, highlighting their role in driving intent-based traffic. Really driving people down the funnel to make actions on the website past just impressions. For video and audio, streaming video continues to hold a position with completion rates near 100%. On the audio side of things, Spanish audio placements stood out in July, delivering engagement well above the average. And then even with reduced spend, we saw a slight reduction in spend moving into the end of the summer on these platforms. They are really proving to continue to be high quality awareness tools. And then for display, display campaigns are really punching above their weight. The click-through rates are nearly double the benchmark levels. We've continued to see that birding and family pillars are the strongest performers, especially when paired with the Mexico and Spanish targeting. As always, retargeting is scaling efficiently with cost staying efficient even as the volume grows. As we continue to drive more people to the website, and increase efficiency in the campaign, we will see that that retargeting audience continues to grow. And then a quick touch on website performance. For website performance, we're seeing that website traffic is growing steadily year over year, really showing that we're expanding our reach to not only new and returning audiences. The user base is broadening, with new users making up the vast majority of the growth on the website. So our campaigns and all the marketing efforts really are driving new users to the website, broadening our campaign reach. And then our top pages continue to reinforce interest in trip planning content. The family Spanish page was the top performing page in July, followed by top things. I think I heard a question.
Could you please take note of the site time on those pages? If you could relay that to your team.
Yes, we can definitely. I know that Thank was you. A question raised last month as well. We'll definitely take a look into that and make sure to address that next month.
Are you waiting for any questions from us? Okay, gentlemen, do you have any questions for Greenhouse or Cindy? Okay, thank you. Look strong.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move to 5.2, presentation and discussion regarding the VSPI monthly report. Who's up first? Good morning.
Good morning, Luis Rios, Event Experience Coordinator. I'll be doing the special events slides. All right, for July event recap, we had Ron Hoover July 11th and 12th. They had a 2,220 attendance. Let's see. Upcoming events for September, we have the SPI Wahoo Classic, September 5th through the 7th, with the estimated attendance of 300. We also have SPI Tacos and Tequila, September 12th and 13th, with the estimated attendance of 6,000. The SPI Camps Crawl, Saturday, September 20th, with the estimated attendance of 500. And the SPI Triathlon, Sunday, September 28th, with an estimated attendance of 500. Did y'all have any questions?
Ron Hoover's maxed out, right? They right. cannot expand their event.
Yes.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. Any questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Myra Nunez, Sales and Services Managers for Visit SPI. I'm going to do the numbers for the group sales department. For the month of July, we sent out a total number of 48 leads to all our partners with a potential of 6,171 room nights. We were able to contract 4,027, and we actualized 13 events. The conferences that took place during the month of July that we wanted to highlight was the South Texas Association of School Maintenance Officials, STASMO for short. They have been coming to South Padre for over 10 years, and Mr. Dan Cantu retired this year, so it's being handed down to someone else. They bring in about 125 officials and 30 vendors. It's a small event. They do stay pre and post. So we just wanted to highlight the dedication and the fact that they've been here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And the second event is American Spirit Championships. They've also been coming for a while. This is the second largest cheerleading event that we host at the convention center. This is an association out of Oklahoma. So their participants are from Oklahoma, Arkansas, and North Texas. They bring in, their demographics are from pre-K all the way to high schoolers, seniors and high schoolers. So the spectators are quite a bit of their attendance there, with 2,500 spectators and 300 athletes from North Texas. Mm-hmm. We wanna show some gratitude to the event coordinators, Nathan Dantzler and Paul Skinner. And then we just wanted to highlight some of the events that we were going to be attending the month of August. Mariana attended CIDA, which is the Student Youth Travel Association. It was held in Savannah, Georgia, and she just came in yesterday, so we'll have a report for you on that. The Luna Awards are going to be held today during lunch in Harlingen.
Mm.
And a couple of highlights also that were not put on there for groups that we had in August at the Convention Center. The first one is Niños. It's Neighbors in Need of Services. This is a federally granted program, and we were able to book it 30 days out because they were waiting for that availability on that funding. This book, they booked about very little room nights, but they brought in 550 attendees. It was a four-day event, so the return on investment on there is on retail tax, and of course also on the Convention Center revenue. We want to rebook them. We're running into some challenges with them as far as the size that they need. They were in need of probably 10 to 12 breakout rooms besides their general session and hosting a lunch. So we are probably going to have to subsidize some of the transportation from the hotels just to be able to allocate all of that room. And the next one was TNOA. I don't know if you guys noticed. A couple of weeks ago, the Texas Narcotic Officers were here. There was 750 of them. They were staying citywide. There wasn't one hotel that wasn't taken from them. We did, besides the full-service hotels, we also did the small-service hotels. Mm-hmm. We want to rebook them. Our next bid is for 2029. Unfortunately, we've lost them for 3 years to Galveston. Some of the challenges is the space. They need more breakout rooms. And we're working with our hotel partners, going out and asking for them for their availability, mm-hmm. for government rates, and so on and so forth, putting it in the budget for transportation and maybe hosting some other type of a sponsorship towards their event.
Very good.
That's it for us.
Any questions? Let us know if we can help close any of those deals.
We will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Mauricio Cervantes, website and data specialist for Visit South Padre Island. So just a quick update on the consumer engagement for Texan newsletter. Our growth keeps going up. We got 396 new signups for texting, more people just receiving our text messages. And for the newsletter, 274 new signups. These are major increases compared to last year. And just a lot more email submissions for me to filter.
It's working.
Yep. The total off the top of my head, texting, I believe we surpassed 2,100. And newsletter, probably over 23,000, 25,000. So those are all people receiving our newsletters, texts. We send them every month and then texting every week.
Did you sign up, Ernie? You getting the text? Okay.
And then website updates, the new thing that we're focusing on, the slowest growth that we had in terms of organic search was the blogs. A lot of them were outdated, old information. So we've sunsetted a lot of the old blogs and we have a plan to keep pumping out new blogs. We revamp old ones and now we have a timely schedule. So that way there's always new content on the website for people to read. So some of the new ones, we have planning a proposal on South Padre Island, a sea turtle blog, and of course a dog blog because everybody loves bringing their pets here.
Mm-hmm.
And those were my quick updates.
Go ahead.
Kind of a dumb question.
No worries. There's no
dumb questions. So I get the text all the time.
Yeah.
Is there any way to change that phone number to be like a 956 area code so it looks like it's directly coming from us?
Yeah, we're still working on that with the company that we're using. It's just a longer, timely process of getting like a local number.
Okay.
Because you have to get approved through all the major companies and providers. And we're just refilling out those forms again.
Because I remember back in the day when you got a phone call from a 761 number, you knew it was the island, right? And so that would be amazing if we can send that out, like 956-761 or something, so people associate the island with the island text, and it just comes across as looking more genuine and personal. Yeah. Anyway, that was just my dumb comment. Sorry.
There's a way to get it, and then we're also still working on a short version,
yeah.
Like a six-digit number, but all the common ones like Beach, Texas, yeah. Have all been taken up, so I'm trying to find like a creative one that reflects us.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you, Maris.
Yeah.
I owe you a call, I'm sorry.
No worries.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Denise Villalobos, Social Media and International Affairs Specialist.
Sounds good.
I'm still having a hard time with my own title. So for organic posts on July on Facebook, these are the top three posts. And the number one was a very exciting one because we were named Best Island in the continental U.S. by Travel and Leisure as part of their World's Best Awards of this year. And so a lot of people, of course, showed a lot of excitement for, you know, having South Padre Island, their favorite beach destination, highlighted mm-hmm. in such prestigious publication. Along with that post, there was a link so that way visitors could read the full article from Travel and Leisure. Second was the excitement of the beach parade, and that was just for the beach parade alone. So a lot of people were excited about it. And of course, showing bright, colorful pictures always helps. Mm-hmm. And then in third place, we had Padre Island Rentals highlight with one of their properties that fits up to 10 guests. So of course, we like to receive parties of all sizes, especially the big ones. And of course, we like to show that we can accommodate them here on the island. So that had over 255,000 views on Facebook alone.
Well, I'm looking at that 1.3K, 1.1K, and 255K. Is that right?
Yes. But those are the engagements. So these are just the views alone. The 255Ks are the views alone. And then for Facebook, all the metrics were up, which means that the impressions, the engagements, and now that we're adding links to our posts, like the Travel and Leisure, or when we direct people to our blogs, of course, people are clicking on that. So the click rate is up for the month of July as well. For Instagram, these were all the top posts. We're continue going strong with distributing short video form content, which is very engaging. So all of these are videos. With National Piña Colada Day, of course, we highlighted Wanawana and their Turbo Piña Coladas. We also gave a shout out to Isla Bahí for their grand opening. And also we highlighted Sea Turtle Inc. To include nesting season on our social media efforts as well. For Instagram, the organic engagements and the total followers were up. Of course, we are continuing to grow on all the platforms every month. And for TikTok, the number one performing post was, again, the Padre Island Rentals vacation property. We also highlighted this month across all our platforms the beach accesses that people can locate on Gulf Boulevard. I often see and receive questions about, you know, the differences between beach accesses, which ones they can drive on. And so, of course, this was very refreshing and explanatory for people to know what our city beach accesses can offer, as well as, you know, bathrooms, Moby mats, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then last but not least, we also had, we were featuring Beach Water Park. And of course, like people like to show, people like to see the bright colors and of course the splish splash here and there for their kids. And for TikTok, both the engagements and total followers were up. And then if IT can help me pull up the three videos, so you can see the top three of the top one of each platform.
Arnie, you follow? We don't even have to try. Yeah.
That was the Beach Water Park feature. The next one is the Wanawana with their Piña Coladas. If you like Piña Coladas, getting caught in the rain. If you're not. Who doesn't love that, right? And then that one. Show yourself. Take all the what you need from. Yeah, So those are the top three videos that perform well all across our platforms. And then with this, I just want to close on this organic social media portion of this presentation, how appreciative I am for, you know, businesses opening their doors to us. Of course, these viral posts wouldn't be possible if businesses wouldn't open their doors to, you know, to us. So it's very important. And I would really like to thank Lori from Mr. Goodman's team. She was very quick to answer. And so it's very refreshing to have a, you know, that constant communication and accessibility for us to highlight these businesses. So, yeah.
Very good.
Any questions?
That's awesome.
Great work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Morning.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Cindy Trevino, Director of Marketing. So on July the 16th, it says July 12th, on July 16th, me and my team attended the Austin FC game so we can be in front of all the Austin FC fans. Again, we were promoting South Padre Island. We had our logo there, again, placed on the Jumbotron for everybody to see. We had South Padre Island all over the LED screens inside the stadium. And of course, our beach chair. Our beach chair is super popular. We have lines and lines of people there to take photos. And we do have someone there taking, it's a photo booth. So they print out the photos and everyone can take these photos home. It has a QR code that will lead them to the SPI page as well. So this match, I believe it was over 300 photos that were printed. And at 7 o'clock, right before the game, that's when the activation ends. And but there's still people lined up wanting to take photos here. But as you can see, the crowd is large, sold out games, and everybody's wanting to come out to South Padre Island. They love to see us there all the time.
Very good.
Cindy, can you just remind everyone where our presence is within the stadium?
So we have the LED screen there in the stadium. It says South Padre Island, goes all around the whole stadium for everybody to see. We're on the Jumbotron. We're on the TVs. There's about 300 concourse TVs as well. Like I said, the chair. But we also get mentioned a lot, too. And there's sometimes that they'll even play our commercial during the games. Mm-hmm. And then every time they announce the out-of-town scores during a game, we are the presenting sponsor at that time. So our logo on the Jumbotron is there the entire time. So they see South Padre Island all over Q2 Good. Stadium. Yeah.
Can we get tracking on that QR code on the
picture? I'm sorry?
Can we get tracking? QR code.
We can, and we would be able to do that on our end. Yeah. Yep. Thank you all.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
So just some PR insights. You can scan the QR code to get the entirety of the PR report. We do have Juliet and Ross with the Culture Group here, who are our PR firm. So they've been doing a lot of hard work to get us more coverage. So for July, we had 22 pieces of coverage, over 313,000 views, with a potential audience of 30 million. Biggest article that came out was Travel and Leisure called us the Caribbean of Texas. It was picked up by many other news outlets like Yahoo, MSN, a lot of the big news stations picked that up. So that featured a lot of our island partners as well. So it's a really great piece for us. And on top of that, you'll see next month, but the Southern Living also ran with that and ran an additional story. So really, really excited. We appreciate Ross and Juliet's pitching efforts to get us this piece. on top of that, we had a few media interviews. Myself, Blake, and Denise handled a couple. We talked about summer visitation. There was a lot of chatter about summer, so we took a couple of interviews locally to share our numbers with them and tell them how well summer did. We also did some stuff over the expansion convention center expansion, and then the and TIFT as well. So both English and Spanish for those locally. Any questions before I go on? Cool. And then it's very exciting. Alcalades. Denise touched on this a little bit, but Travel and Leisure gave us one of the top 15 best islands in the continental U.S. We came in at number 13. We were the only Texas beach destination and one of the few on the Gulf Coast. So very excited for that award and looking forward to seeing what else comes out later this year. And then in addition to that, we received 15 Travel Choice Awards from TripAdvisor. So 15 of our island businesses received this award. That's actual people giving reviews. They're coming up in the top 10% of things to do on TripAdvisor. So we're very proud of all of our island partners who are on this list. So we made an announcement for that, and they can put that logo on their business, on their PR efforts, any print materials that they do as well. So very proud of our partners, and it's good for the island as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all 15 on there.
I would push that hard if you can.
Yes.
Or you can fit it into your stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Travel Texas also reached out to us, their PR team, MMGY, to see what they could do for us, because we send them all of our press releases, and they confirmed the receipt, and they were trying to see what else they could do. Great. And then going to go over the tax information that we get. So this just came in for July, so we added that in here quickly, so you won't see it on the deck, but I added it on the slides. So for June, we came in at 1.9 with hot tax information, and then for July, we came in at 2.6, so beating both June and July for hot tax collections.
Yeah, but I have a feeling this is probably, there's probably more that are not reported in that number there, so that may change.
Sometimes they don't remit it as quickly as others.
Right.
Gerard Rodrigo has to fix it later. But yeah, but it's looking good.
Pacing well.
Great, yeah. Yes.
Great. So those totals are off because I didn't update that completely yet.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, we're holding on to what was a record-breaking years due to COVID.
Correct.
Great.
Sales tax as well, that's 2 months out, just standard reporting delays. So for May came in at $510,000 over last year, and then this year for June, $693,000 over last year as well. Again, same thing, totals are not going to be correct on these. Mm-hmm. But we'll send an updated one to you guys. Any questions?
Very good.
And then same thing for mixed beverage. May and June came in both over for May and June, just slightly over for June, not a big jump, but it is over there. Same thing with the totals here. And then before we wrap up, Marisa, we also got, some talking points in addition to what we have. But again, he'll talk a little bit about the delays, but that's why we're seeing a little bit light data on this presentation.
So these are just some quick bullet points on the occupancy rates and the percentages for aggregate lodging. This came from Tourist Economics report, just came out yesterday. And again, we'll go into a bit more further detail about the new timing issue for us being able to submit materials mm-hmm. for the board meetings. But the hotel market had another strong month with demand increase of 15.9% increase compared to last year. The market responded with a 2.1 increase in ADR and reflecting an overall revenue increase of 18.3%. For the short-term rentals, they also saw an increased 5.1% demand increase and a 52.8% occupancy, increasing their revenues and driven by a 9.3% ADR growth. Overall, the aggregate lodging demand increase was 12.2% for the month of July, an aggregate lodging of ADR of 302 and a 4.3% increase from last year. South Padre Island led the Texas Gulf Coast destinations and hotel growth, posting a 15.9% year-over-year increase in demand. In contrast, competitive markets like Galveston experienced a 5.1% demand increase, while Corpus Christi was the only other Gulf Coast city with double-digit demand increase, up 11.9% increase. So South Padre Island also recorded 8.3% increase in hotel revenues, the highest Gulf Coast market revenue increase this month. So the issue now that we have is in terms of, since we have to submit materials much earlier than in previous months, it's hard for us to get the data ready and all established to submit in time. Mm-hmm. So we'd have to rely on like daily STR numbers rather than the monthly one, so then we won't be able to provide like the competitor set and a more detailed analysis.
I'm one that's missing PDL, by the way, but that's thank you very much for that information. But I would love to see more of that somehow. I don't know where we're getting.
Well, the issue is the Open Meetings Act changed, so now our deadline is a lot sooner. So in order to collect the data, to close it out, because we could present data, but it's going to be not, I won't say inaccurate, it just won't be completely, like, it won't be closed out. So those numbers could change. So we don't want to say, oh, we increased by 11%, but in reality it was 15% or 9%.
But you're producing these numbers in-house, though, now.
No. We have Tourism Economics who's doing it for us, but it closes around the 25th. Same thing with hot tax and information. That's why we're adding it in kind of late. But because our deadline is much sooner to submit for the agenda prep, we're not able to put this data in there. Neither can Greenhouse or Tourism Economics. It's just the way the data set closes. And this is just nationwide. It's usually after, like, they get the collections in, after they get the information from the hotel partners, the short-term rentals. So it's just us, and because it's so much sooner now, we're not able to put it in here. So we can do it, but it'll be 2 months out. So in September, we'd be barely reporting on July, which is a little far. That's kind of where we're at.
Okay, so that data is all coming from where now?
Tourism Economics.
Tourism Economics. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like the leading industry data partner a lot. It's used nationwide. A lot of our additional DMOs use Tourism Economics.
I understand, but we used to have a lot of other stuff, and I had a meeting with vacation rental managers out here on the island on Monday, and they're all asking about that kind of data and information, and so I just would...
You could tell, yeah. It's being pulled from multiple sources.
So when Tourism Economics came on, there was a bit of an onboarding process, but if you're referring to, like, the visitor profile of, like, where they're coming from, cities of Mexico.
All that kind of wonderful juice, yes.
Yeah, same issue. All those reports come in on the 23rd, and they can already give that to us now, but same issue. It's around the 23rd to 25th of the month.
Okay, but we're relying on them now instead of a PDL or somebody else.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're going to be pleased. The information that you're referring to is something that Tourism Economics provides.
So basically, they interpret the data for us like PDL, but they're all using the same platforms. They're using Key Data, they're using STR, CoStar, they're using like credit card data, all of that, and they're pulling it in a report. But the problem is we still can't get the same thing. The same issues had with PDL were similar, but the deadline was much later. So the same data is being pulled from the same data sources. They actually, Tourism Economics actually has more data sources because they're a national company, or international, actually.
Part of the reason that becomes critical is that we have seen a lot of, this year, changes in booking patterns. And as I've talked to others, it's been pretty consistent. The window continues to shorten, all that kind of different things. So who are we really talking to right now? Who is it we're really looking at? We know more or less where they're coming from, but we got to get to them in time. We got to look at the rates. We got to look at everything else, who we're competing with, all that kind of stuff. So that data becomes critical.
So if we're talking about
Go ahead, Renee.
A change in the law, right? So we can't put that data, we can't talk about it officially on a agenda item in the meeting because of the law change, because the data comes in after the time that you have to submit it, right?
Correct.
So is it something that we can do a workaround and maybe do it during a public comment and just offer the information? I mean, it's something that we might have to look into and throw it, just so we can throw it out there so we can discuss it in a timely manner instead of talking about data 2 months that happened already,
I'm
right?
Sure we can address that I'll speak to Blake about it and see how we can coordinate where it works for the staff and
right.
all.
Because we're getting it.
We're just
getting it later than the deadline to submit.
Ready.
Yeah, so yeah. It's just a matter of being able to officially present it, which you can't if it's not in the agenda, but maybe somebody can talk about it. And, you know, I'm sure there's a workaround. We can figure it out, right?
We'll look into it.
Yeah. And, Tom, I was just having the VRMA email the team here on the short list of items that you think that the vacation rental industry would like to see, because I'm sure these companies can help them build, put together that data. When they receive it, they can get it delivered to VRMA and here.
Oh, that'd be great. I mean, as soon as you put it together, if you can send it to me, I'll still forward it to everybody.
This way.
Get it.
Complete dashboard. We can just figure out what
you
need to
see
customized.
Dashboard and a deck. It's just not being presented at the at the board meeting. We're pooling when we can, but even then, right now, it's going to be delayed. It's going to be further delayed because of that. Excuse me.
T. Goodman at PIRentals.com.
So. Because, you know, the reason you have VRMA, which is going to help with this, is you guys collectively can analyze the marketplace, whereas the hoteliers have lots of tools at their disposal. They already show them that stuff.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah, there's a lot, and we've got some more things, hopefully. For next
month. Cool. Overall, sounds like we had a great July. Yep.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move to, are we done? Is Mr. Henry on that item? We'll move to 5.3, presentation, discussion, and possible action by Greenhouse Agency regarding the fiscal year 24-25 campaign and photo shoot. You're taking lead? Oh, they're on the...
Yes, their creative team is about to...
Oh, okay.
Is that me?
Yes. Greenhouse, can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I hear you great. This is Chris Brown. I'm the creative director with Greenhouse, and I'm lucky enough to give you a sneak peek of the photo shoot and campaign we've been working on. Let me share my screen here.
Thank you, Chris.
Let's see here. Hold on. Okay, can everyone see that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. So we were in market there for a whole week in June, and we were shooting video and still photography. And I just want to take a minute to thank all of you. I can't see all who's there, but I want to thank all of you for helping us facilitate that. During that time, many of your businesses, we were in and around, and sometimes even at the last minute, everybody was so welcoming and so helpful. And I just want to extend our thanks for that, for helping us get this done. What we were able to accomplish, we're going to put against a campaign that was one of the campaigns that we presented during the RFP process, that in the campaign theme line is South Padre Island is the island. So the idea is kind of this idea of like, it's not just any island, it's the island for everything you want to get out of your vacation or your meeting or convention or event. So I'll just skip right ahead to the photography style. We shot thousands of photos over that week. We shot hours of video content. We were able to find a couple of great families to work with us as talent. Also some spring break young adults. And we were just able to really sort of spread across the island and capture a lot of different imagery. I'm gonna show you a couple examples of that. Here's one. This is a beautiful family that we got. They're a local family actually from San Antonio, I believe. And they had three kids and a couple of parents, and we were able to shoot out at the shores. We were able to shoot in and around one of the rental units out there. Got a beautiful sunset that day. And you can see that the style here is much more sort of editorial and, you know, not very staged. It's warm, it's welcoming. You can see that we're almost like one of the family here included in the group. You can see the kids couldn't be any cuter. And again, this is like bright, colorful, at the beach fun for families. We can use this through all kinds of different units in our media plan. Here's an image of the same children at Sea Turtle Inc. We were able to show them enjoying nature. We had another family that we took to the birding center. We took them fishing. Here's our young adults. This is a group of young adults. They were actually a group of friends from the local area that are from the RGV, who are actually a dance troupe together. So they were great on video as well. Good dancers. We were able to take them out and show them some nightlife. We shot fireworks. And they just really, truly enjoyed the beach. So you can see here, again, warm, welcoming. You're part of the group. And here they are, again, enjoying. And in this case, we're able to show a lot of the destination. In the background, you can see some of the towers. We're at East La Blanca in this case. We took them all over the island and really just had them enjoy. We really lucked out on the weather. It was warm. The ocean looked good. The sea looked good. Everything was sort of working in our favor in that case. And then we got some great fishing content. We took two different groups fishing. We took one group that you can see here that sort of were sort of beginner fishermen. And then we took a group winter Texans, some older folks out to go fishing as well. So we can cover both those audiences with the content we were able to capture. And as you can tell, we hired a surf photographer, so he was not afraid to get in the water. So we were able to get a lot of great stuff, as you can see here and here, from actually from the water itself. Again, just sort of giving that point of view of like, you're here already, you're part of the island. And here they are bringing their catch back to Viva. We were able to capture the idea of cooking your catch and then enjoying it there on the deck. This group, you can see they're dressed up a little bit. We were able to dual purpose them, and you'll see this a little bit later, as a meetings and conventions group, like a small group of employees that we were able to sort of, you know, their coworkers on an event. We put them up on the deck there a little bit later, and we had them enjoy the meal on the deck at Viva. And we were able to, you know, use the catamaran, the Southern Wind. It was a beautiful night, as you can see. We had a whole group of people out on there that we, you know, can use as, we had the winter Texans there, we had the family there, we had our spring breakers there, and we were able to break them out into different groups and create a lot of different content scenarios that we'll be able to use within the campaign. And then from that, we also, you know, we're creating a video. We have about a minute and a half sizzle video that's almost complete. We're in the coloring stages of that. That video will go on the website in the place of the video that's currently there for a whole new look and feel for our campaign. And I'll talk to you a little bit about the campaign design here real quick. This is a comp ad. It's not, this ad isn't in production just yet, but you get the idea here of the look. We created, you know, with our island, you know, the island campaign, we have two different headline conventions. This is one of them. It's almost like a sandwich where the type can say the, and then whatever we want it to say, island. So in this case, it's Spring Breakers. So it's the, we got to do this every year island. The copy there in the bottom is Greek, so it's not real yet, but you kind of get the idea that, you know, we'll be able to work with the type here. The type is a whole new type style for us. It's a, you can see, hopefully you can see on your screen there, it's got a little bit of sea spray to it. It's got a little sand to it. It's almost got the feeling of like a message in a bottle kind of feel. So it's casual, it's approachable. It doesn't take itself too seriously. And that's, you know, just like the island itself. So again, warm and welcoming, and a convention for us to either write our headlines like this or the island for. So we can say the island for getting hooked. This is an outdoor board. We're going to be doing some outdoor on college campuses, some digital out of home. You can see here, so either the blank island or the island for. So it gives us a lot of versatility for different audiences and different formats. You can see that we've got a little bit of the yellow color in there. We're using the brightest colors we have in our palette here. So that yellow color, again, kind of gives it that feeling of like, you know, almost like the Bahamas in a way. So again, gets across the island vibe, feels very approachable. And then here's an ad that is actually pretty close to what we're doing. This is a meetings and conventions ad. So that catamaran could either be a conference room or it could be a spring break venue. So we have, again, the idea here was to get as much versatility as we could out of the photography and the type and the concept. So this is actually an ad. We've got a couple versions of this that we're proposing for a upcoming insertion in meetings and convention pubs. And so right now, like I said, our team is busy and hard at work creating dozens of different units for the upcoming campaign. But thought I'd just give you a little hint of it and kind of get your thoughts, or, you know, just kind of see what you thought about it.
Thank you very much for the work. It's really great to see that we're finally getting some upgraded graphics and video. I think the island is a great concept to work with. I just want to make sure that we don't lose the natural flow of that, because all of us out here, when we're sitting here, you know, welcome to the island. It, to us, we don't have to emphasize the, it's just the island. And so I just don't want to lose that as part of where we go with this. You know, yeah, this is the island. It's just a natural phrase for us.
Yeah, absolutely. It should feel conversational, not preachy, for sure. Yeah, you're part of the conversation.
Gentlemen, any other questions, comments?
I like it. Looks good.
Mr. Henry, you're satisfied?
Yeah, absolutely. I think these photos are very versatile and can hit several key demos. And, you know, depending on how you play with the type, I think that's very cool. There's a lot of room there. So I stand behind it. I think Greenhouse really has a handle on how they're marketing our destination well. So,
was there actually some B-roll that we're going to have available to us as well?
I believe so.
Yes, they're working on that right
okay.
now.
That'd be great. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. I can't see you anymore, but thank you. All right. Thank you, Chris. I don't know if you can hear us. Anyway, we're moving into 5.4, discussion
of possible. Thank you.
Discussion of possible action to approve the funding request for Walk for Women Casino Night and Walk for Breast Cancer Awareness in October 25.
Sorry, for 5.3, it was a possible action to approve the campaign.
Mr. Henry, you need action on us for, we saw a handful of photos, which is great, but what do we, I mean, you need action for us on this?
Yeah, we're going to start this campaign.
You already took the photos.
Action on approval of the photos, correct?
No, the campaign.
Excuse me, the campaign. The island campaign.
Well, I make a motion to move forward with the island campaign by Greenhouse. I think it looks great.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Mr. Crennan. Any discussion?
I'll just say I'd be wary of the sandwich style. I read it incorrectly the first time I read it. That's all I have to say. The second one shows the island above the copy. I didn't have any problem reading it. Maybe it's me.
Could
but be. I just read it funny the first time I read it.
I had a similar reaction.
With the sandwiching. But he mentioned there's two versions in there.
Yeah.
So that's my only comment. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Item 5.4, discussion and possible action to approve the funding request for Walk for Women Casino Night and Walk for Breast Cancer Awareness in October 25.
Yes.
Good morning again. Thank you.
We have the Walk for Women happening October 10th through the 12th at Louis Backyard and the SPI Convention Center. This is their first year requesting funding. They requested $5,000 in marketing, and the committee's recommendation was the $5,000 in marketing.
They're adding a night, right? They're adding a casino night with that?
No. We've always had casino night with the exception of COVID.
Okay.
So they wanted $5,000, in fact, requested $5,000. Is anybody here from Walk for Women? No. Okay. The marketing spend is a little confusing to me. Maybe you have the answer to this. There's a breakdown on page, I don't know what page this is.
That comes out to $4,000.
Yeah. Ad spend, awareness, engagement, conversion.
What was the event committee recommendation?
The 5,000.
And they're going to target whatever, South Texas, South and Central Texas.
We use these funds at the market, the drive markets. They never have before. This would spur hot growth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the overall arching goal, is to get folks in from our drive markets to stay overnight. And in order to do so, they need some additional marketing dollars.
Yeah, but it's the...
And the SEC committed.
I think what you're looking at is the budget breakdown for the social, and then there's a print for 1,000, which totals the 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the special events committee approved the 5,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
I move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Oh, you're still up there. Discussion on 5.5, discussion of possible action to approve the funding request for South Padre Island Musicans Run in November 25.
Yes, we have the SPI Musicians Run happening November 1st at Beachwater Park. They are requesting $12,000 in marketing, and the committee's recommendation was the $12,000 in marketing.
Y'all familiar with this one? This is where the bands play on the street when people are running past them.
Mariachis.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Henry, you have any comments on this one? I know I can't recall if it went away for 1 year or not. I don't remember.
I guess it's been pretty consistent.
Did it?
During COVID.
Okay. Yeah. It's successful. It's a well-run event. You can see it has some decent hotel rooms associated with it, and it drives visitors. So I recommend $12,000.
Right.
And you see it all over social media. People stop at the bands and take pictures and
mm-hmm.
posts and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, I just quick comment about making sure that all of our events are consistent with brand and keeping us on brand and things that we do.
Yes, sir. This meeting is adjourned.